Welcome to the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider. We're Katie and Clint, and you're listening to Utley's Top Prospects on CanadaFootballChat.com, the number one place for all your football recruiting and prospect news across Canada. If you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. We're glad you're with us. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at ChatFootball, Instagram, CFC_football, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as sign up for your exclusive gold CFC Insider membership today to learn more about the prospects we're going to be talking about. Clint, we are getting ready to start our CFC Prospect Game Combines and Tryout Showcase, as well as the FPC in BC and Ontario. So these next few episodes are going to be going over some of the kids in each of the provinces. So that'll be exciting to just, again, go across cross-country and see what's out there.
There's actually some really good players. There's going to be a lot of coaches, too, making their way to the events. In terms of people running them, it should be a pretty good product. It should be a good opportunity for kids to get out and do stuff. I haven't had that opportunity for a couple of years. It's a good chance that it's a roster that's actually going to play in a game and not just be notional. That's all super positives. So, yeah, it's here next weekend in BC.
Yeah, this weekend, this upcoming weekend.
This coming weekend. So we're going to help out with that. So, but yeah, it'll be super interesting. I have a lot of fun at the game when it actually goes down in TSN.
Yeah.
We've only done it once, but I had a great time.
And we've also had quite a few U-Sport coaches. I know I've had a handful, and you've had a few contact you to see when the events are and if they can go and watch and all that stuff. And just depending on each province's healthcare or health protocols, whether their provinces are more open than others, will dictate if spectators are allowed.
It'll be super interesting. I think they've kept a lot of the stuff in place if they need to. So, but you know what? We're all at a point. We're in the Western Canada swing right now. I'm pretty sure that most of the provinces are so. But yeah, just getting the kids out in the field will be super exciting.
So we're going to be going province by province. Some provinces have two locations in them. So we are going to go through each one. This one today, we're going to be talking about the Vancouver tryout because it's this weekend. So we're going to start off with Strachan Lieberman. We've already spoken about him numerous times, actually. He's a DB, 5'9", 155. He goes to Notre Dame in Burnaby. And he's extremely smart, instinctful, comes from a football family, great football family. What more can we say about Strachan?
You kind of nail it all on the head. He tests well. We've seen him test a couple of years in a row now.
And he works hard.
I mean, he's a little on the light side, but he trains extremely hard. He has a really high football IQ. They had a really great year at Notre Dame. I mean, it kind of, they peaked maybe a little too early. You could all say that this year. But anyways, well, my team never peaked. But anyways, they had a great year up until that point. They lost a couple of super tight ball games. He played on a defense that was one of the better high school defenses I've seen in a long time. And he's demonstrated he could play multiple positions. I think he played almost like a Sam in their defense, and he was able to play high and low. So, yeah, he's a good player. He's not a ridiculous athlete. He doesn't have, like, prototypical size, but he's super intelligent, trains really hard, and he comes from a football family. So that tells you that he's super passionate about the game.
Our next prospect is Benjamin Pickering. He's a defensive tackle, 6'3", 285, goes to Rutland. Got a great frame, probably projects as an offensive guard, possibly, but he has pretty good movement skills for his size.
Oh, yeah. He might be one of my favorite prospects in BC next year. He is physically put together, extremely athletic for his body type. I think, yeah, he would be a great guard. He would be a great center. But I also, he's quick and twitchy enough to actually stay on the defensive side and be like a legit nose tackle prospect. And if you meet him and you're super impressed with him and you want to see how he's going to fill out when he's older, just look at his dad, who's bigger and more jacked. His dad looks like a WWF wrestler.
I've never met his dad.
Oh, you won't forget his dad. His dad is huge.
Has he been at our stuff?
Yeah, he was the big guy that looked like Hulk Hogan, but short. Like, his biceps are huge. I'm talking about the dad, not the kid.
Like, who's the guy? Who's the talking head on the one that goes with, oh, geez. He's the little short guy that is also really big and bald.
Yeah, that's the same type of upper body. Yeah, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
He's on Strahan's show.
Yeah.
He's like a famous news guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? I don't know.
Oh, anyway. So, like, that guy.
That guy. But bigger. Like, he's, when I saw his dad, I was like, I don't get wowed too much because I've coached like college players and seen a lot of pro.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen all the body types. When I saw that guy in the stands, I was like, he's huge.
Okay, but are we talking about the dad or the kid?
Both, but the dad's jacked. Now, back to the kid. The kid has the movement skills to play either side of the ball. Seriously. I don't know. And he's 2023, so he's got another year, obviously. But he's if I was to, like, I don't have favorite prospects. I joke around about it.
You've always really liked him.
He would be one of my favorite prospects.
Our next prospect is Axel Staton, defensive end, 6'5", 230, plays at Terry Fox. Again, also very athletic. He might be one of the top prospects in BC for 2023.
Yeah, and he might even go another year after that. So, yeah, he's super athletic. There's some really, really good defensive linemen or just linemen in BC this year. So, I mean, I would get out to our stuff if you can, if you're a coach. The three linemen we're about to talk about or we're in the middle of talking about are actually legitimate prospects. And there's even another kid, GW Graham, defensive end. I don't know if he's signed up for the stuff or not, but he's legit too. But yeah, Axel Staton. He's got like the frame. He could be an offensive tackle. Not very seldom do you run into kids who, yeah, we get the 6'5", we get the 300 pounds. We actually look for those markers when we build their lists. But they're not all tackle prospects, nor do we think they have the body type to be a legitimate tackle prospect. But like this kid has the 6'5", so check the box. Everybody loves 6'5". It's like a unicorn.
Dawson Hendricks is next, a defensive tackle, 6'3", 260, plays at Robert Bateman. Another good frame. He hustles up and down the line of scrimmage. We were kind of talking about it and saying that he probably needs to learn to use his hands
to hit the target. So that's when we mentioned that, or when you said that, with regards to actually like getting his hands inside and getting... He uses his hands,
yeah,
but he doesn't use them the right way. That being, and he's still a really good player who flashes. So we're talking about hitting his target, controlling the offensive lineman, and then basically disengaging or destroying the blocker and then getting off the block. He kind of forearm shivers and chest butts people and then runs for the ball. So I think that would really, really, really improve his game if he actually worked on his hand placement and actually getting inside frame on an offensive lineman and then getting off the block as opposed to just running around like a wild man, which is still a good thing to have. But if you're actually defeating blocks with technique, it'll actually speed up the process and allow him to get to the ball carrier faster.
Teammate of Dawson, we got Logan Thiessen, an offensive tackle. He's 6'3", 300 pounds, also at Robert Bateman. Plays a physical brand of football, but you think he probably projects better as a guard.
Yeah, most of that comes from the fact that if you're not 6'5" and you don't have a long wingspan, well, you know how we work with our lists. So if you're not 6'5" and have a long wingspan, even if you had a really long wingspan and you're 6'4", that might get it done. But like, he just projects as a guard off of body type. And obviously at 6'3", 300 pounds, that's a really big grade 11 kid.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what he does with his body over the offseason, because a lot of kids, they see that magical 300-pound marker and they're like, 300 pounds. But it has to be really good weight. So, but yeah, projects as a guard for sure.
Well, I remember when coach for Robert Bateman contacted us and was like, I got this kid in grade 9 that you need to look at. And he was like big then.
Yeah.
Matthew Teal is next. He's a quarterback, 6'5", 220. We saw him last year. He goes to West Vancouver. He's tall, long. He's got pretty good athletic skills.
Oh, yeah. He checks all the boxes from a physical standpoint. It'll be interesting to see how he develops. It'll be interesting if he, like, depending on what team he falls on in the FPC, see him throw the ball. Because a lot of these kids, like we've said, sure, they played the high school season this year. But it'll be interesting to see them with a full season under their belt and into their off season after coming out of the COVID, which has caused such a...
Kind of shaking off the cobwebs.
Shaking off the cobwebs. And let's be honest, most of the kids, it took them probably a month just to get back into football mode. And then, you know, kids... It was a really strange year of high school football too, so... But he is every bit of 6'5".
He is, yeah.
And he has a frame that could pack on the weight, up or down, doesn't matter. He is athletic. We've seen him. And we've seen him throw in person. So he was impressive enough to... If you go to either their practice or the FPC or whatever practice you go to, he will catch your eye, definitely. I would have to see him, like, throw in a competitive situation, because we only saw him throw in a quarterback camp. But it'd be interesting to see him throw in, like, a legit 7-on-7 or actually a super competitive game.
Jake Schlechter is next, a receiver, 6'2", 190. He's playing at Kelowna Secondary. Tall, long, athletic. He also can kick. We've talked about Jake a lot also.
CFC. Talked about him and his brother a lot. He's a really good player. Really good kicker. He's a really good receiver too. Mm-hmm. And he plays the game a bit of an edge. He's competitive. So I think he plays other sports too. I'm not sure. But he's athletic. He's a good receiver. He can kick the ball.
So. Didn't his dad say he plays lacrosse?
I'm not sure what his dad said. He plays another sport and he's actually quite good at it.
Mm-hmm. We've got Sebastian Lambert next, and another receiver, 6'1", 185, plays at GP Vanier. Athletic, fast, has a great frame.
He tested really well at the last combine we had.
Yeah.
He ran extremely well. He jumped, he broad, he tested. He looked good. I would say his athleticism was a little bit out in front of his actual production than the drills. But I think that had more to do with the fact that I don't know if he'd been in a competitive environment or if he had actually was just shaking off some rust. But he was crazy athletic. He has a fantastic frame too for a receiver.
And our last prospect we're going to talk about is Max Gainey, another receiver, 6'4", 195. Teammate of Jake's. He's at Kelowna Secondary. Another tall, long, athletic kid. Plays multiple positions.
I don't know where they get these 6'2", 6'3", 6'4" receivers.
I know, old Coach Cartwright.
Yeah. Hey, Cartwright, where are you getting them from, eh? Anyways, but just another great frame. They had some actual, some pretty impressive skill players this year at Kelowna. I think they lose their running back. I'm not sure. It's just impressive.
It was a shame that they couldn't come and play in Terry Fox
because of the floods. Yeah.
In the playoffs.
They won the interior championship.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaker for those guys. They beat you. The first round playoffs? They ended your high school football career.
They ended my high school career. It's a shame.
Coaching career. I shouldn't laugh at that.
It's okay. I've started a new coaching enterprise.
That's it for us today. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recruiting Masters. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. And don't forget to purchase your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today for access to rankings, analysis, and daily football recruiting news across Canada. This has been the Recruiting Masters, brought to you by the CFC Insider.